What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to yet another episode of our weekly podcast. We are batting practice, of course. Man, are we excited for this one. We are coming off of a fantastic weekend of opening day baseball. We've got some storylines for you. We're talking a little sober MLB. We might have some other crazy stuff. Who knows what'll happen? Before we jump into all that, how are we feeling this fine Monday evening?
Yo, big news coming out of New York as we are recording this right now.
Oh.
Wait, are you ahead of me?
0-1. Oh. 0-1. Currently, two. A pinch hitter who was given the day off today. He needed a little bit of a mental break, one could say. Jeff McNeil is coming in to pinch hit for your New York Mets and is down 0-1. Against the Tigers, tied up 0-0 in the bottom of the ninth. He has a chance to walk it off here.
You're so ahead of me. Do not give
up. I won't say anything, but he does have a chance to walk it off here. Maybe that'll fix his head. But yeah, he was actually given the day off today up there in New York. Why? Well, the Mets got swept. The Mets all needed a day off after what happened over this past week, and I would say so, because they got beat up by an amazing team. They got beat up by a young team other than Christian Yelich. And yeah, the Brewers look good. What do you think? It was a good weekend of baseball, boys.
Dude, the baseball season is back. It was the first time I was able to take a few days off at the end of last week. I feel like I've never had opening day off from work. So to actually have the day to watch baseball was pretty sweet. I was really bummed the Brewers game got moved to Friday. I was all so ready for the first ever game, tune in, and then just watch baseball all day. I had to wait until 3 o'clock for the later game to start. But it was awesome to actually be able to watch baseball with very little distractions. And yeah, the first game between the Orioles and the Angels did not disappoint. And then they just kept going. Just so much good action all weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, let's talk Brewers just because you brought it up. I've texted multiple people already that we are three games into the season. And I'm deeply, deeply in love with this team already.
Hold your horses.
You know,
he's ready to propose.
It's late night on a Monday, and you know, things might get a little PG-13. But I'm ready to be hurt again. I am all in on this Brewers team. It's three games in, so that's a big enough sample size for me. We're gonna win the World Series this year, so that's pretty cool. Okay. I'm excited.
So Josh, have we seen the 4 and 5 pitchers for the Brewers rotation a single inning?
No, we have not. But
okay.
but do we know who they are?
It might be so Craig Counsell.
That's always fun. Colin Ray had a decent outing. We had a lot of young guys step up and have great opening weekends, including Jackson Chirio. So I don't know. I'm excited. All jokes aside, I don't want to, you know, put the cart before the horse. But this team is exciting. And if those three games are any indication as to what the season's going to look like, it's going to be a pretty fun season, regardless of the outcome. A lot of young guys, I think, are going to prove themselves and should be a fun ride along the way.
You know who else is fun? And it could be, we were kind of down on the Central going into the season. Guys, the Pirates looked pretty dang good too.
Yeah.
So we might have
RIP my Marlins.
A chase between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Brewers for the Central this year. If we just look
something
at these first games.
Do you want to know what's so satisfying? After the first series of all the games, the NL Central was perfectly inverted from what the odds were by Vegas. It was Pirates, Brewers, Reds, Cubs, Cardinals. It was perfectly inverted. It was pretty awesome.
Vegas doesn't know anything. Just keep gambling, everyone.
Hey, like you said, three games is a big enough sample size, too.
Exactly. Well, I have a great over under, or I guess comparison in numbers for you guys. Will the Milwaukee Brewers win more games, or will the White Sox lose more games?
Oh.
Because I think it's going to be kind of close.
I think the White Sox are going to lose more games.
I think you're
that
right.
That team sucks.
It could be 100. It could be 100 yeah. losses.
Yeah. That team's just feel bad. They got to trade Eloy. They got to trade.
And Lou Bob.
Yeah, Luis Robert.
Wait, yeah. isn't that the same thing as just guessing who's going to win more between the two? Or I guess if the losses, I guess, so you're betting not only on the Brewers doing well, but you're betting on the White Sox doing horribly,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know, guys. Maybe.
It might end up being close. I don't know. Okay, another hot take for you. The AL Central is going to be 5 times worse than the NL Central.
The AL Central?
Whoa.
Yes.
Come on, I'm watching the Tigers right
okay.
now.
Yeah.
You know what? Tigers. I might retract that statement, actually, because the Tigers had a pretty decent opening weekend, albeit they're playing the White Sox. The Guardians had a decent opening weekend, albeit they're playing the A's. And then the Royals looked halfway decent and the Twins looked halfway decent. So maybe that division might be more competitive than I'm giving them credit.
Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe.
Sure.
Again, they played some bad teams, so it's hard to say. But and the Twins lost Royce Lewis, so
yeah.
I don't know.
So how do we feel about that? Like, that was an instant. I feel so bad for the Twins. Royce Lewis, man. Like, what? I think Andrew's. So I'm seeing how far ahead of Andrew I am in my stream right now because Mark Canna just got hit in the butt.
I just saw no, and then yeah. another game. Someone else just got hit in the butt too.
Whoa, we got two people getting hit in the butt. Whoa. No way,
it's two butt hits.
Love that.
Yeah, so we're at the top of the 10th now for Tigers Mets here, but yeah, AL Central. I feel bad for
Royce Lewis.
For Royce Lewis, yeah, it sucks. It sucks for him, but
yeah, I mean, it's a textbook muscle strain. It's just like you come up and you just can't really put weight on it.
Right.
And those can linger. So it's going to be tough to say. I would be surprised if he's out for a month or two.
Wow.
Yeah. I would probably guess the initial estimate's going to be probably 4 to 6 weeks.
Dang.
Which is tough. That's tough to start your season like that. But
in his career, really, too.
True. That is very true.
Mired
very,
in
very true.
I'm trying to think of who's the soccer comp to him or basketball? Is he basketball? There was it the dude on the Bulls that was just so supposed to be so good and just kept getting hurt?
Lonzo Ball?
Well, Lonzo before it was before Lonzo.
Or LaMelo Ball?
It was before
wait,
them.
Derrick
Are you
Rose?
Talking Derrick Rose?
Yeah, Derrick Rose back in the day. Derrick Rose back in the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can see that. I can see that.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of other comps, but yeah, that's pretty good.
Andrew, just watch the Mets game, dude. You're gonna love what just happened. The Mets continue to Mets. Anyways, yeah, I could see it being more of like a Ball brothers, either LaMelo or Lonzo sort of situation. Yeah.
Bro, how? That's
For
fun.
All the listeners here, Mets had a double play ball to end the inning, but instead Wendell couldn't handle it, and they gave up a run. Now the Tigers are up 1-0. Guy in first and second with one out. You can't make it up. The Mets are still Metsing. Honestly, we should just become a roasting Mets podcast.
I like instead. That.
I like that. But go back
I do
and
have
watch.
Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor on my So Rare team.
Me too. Both are in Sandlot this week.
Demoted
depths.
They did
the,
get demoted this week.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They are demoted. but hey, on that play, so shout out to all you little leaguers out there. I don't know how many listen with all of the expletives we throw out, but with one on the Mets play, one thing that the runner did, he blocked the second baseman from seeing the ball. So the replay is focused on the mm-hmm. second baseman, like, messing up the fielding. But what it doesn't show is that literally for the entire frame, he was getting blocked. Oh, man, do we have a home run? I bet you we got a home run.
No, it's even better.
Oh, no. Or wild pitch. I'm going to guess wild pitch. But, yeah, Mets are Metsing.
Yeah, no, it's almost like it's something you don't see when you're running the bases, because obviously if you get hit by the ball, you're out. So it's something just like a little bit of a strategic play on the Tigers' part. But speaking of strategic plays, I know. You can't make it up. It that one's got to be classified as a hit, but like, still, that's as close to an error as you can get, honestly. Awesome. But speaking of strategic, oh, Javier Baez up, so the inning is going to be over. No, strategic plays. We should get into it before we don't. How did we do in So Rare this weekend? It was our first weekend. Andrew, I know you were traveling, and we debated about recording without you. We were like, no, we have to have all three of us here because it was the first weekend of baseball, it was the first weekend of So Rare and So Rare MLB 2024. And we're back, so we're fully into it. We already discussed before we recorded this, but I did not come away with a single card, not a single 2024 card from week one. No rewards for me. No, I actually did win a reward. I actually won two rewards. I won a market credit, and then I won a reward box, a rare reward box from Rare. Oh. All-Star, I think. Yeah, my Rare All-Star team put up a good score, but not good enough to win something great. But I ended up winning a $10 market credit, which, I mean, I can use that towards a new player, and I will, honestly. So, yeah, I'll take what I can get, and it's cool to see other forms of rewards that can be won and are being implemented right away in game week one. But I was pretty disappointed that I didn't win a card, because it would have been nice to have another, like, first owner, new card to flex, tweet out, you know, show off. I'm sure you guys both did. Let's hear about it.
I got cash, Jacob.
Boring.
Money. I know. It's no, you're right. Like, it kind of is. Like,
you know what I should say? I did win. I won 0.0015 ETH, which is the equivalent to like $2 or $3.
Okay.
I think we go.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
So I won some market credits as well, and then I placed in limited champion to earn some money, which was great. I do have to say the cards are going to be really tough this year. I think that's my big takeaway from week one. I was debating where to put my best players, and I still think I'm going to go prioritize cash. Like, my two best classic cards from last season will be going in my champion lineup. Where I can fit them. And then after that, so this past weekend, I put them in limited pro because that's what I would love to do last year. But I think that is probably not the best move this year because of all of the competitions, I think limited pro got the most nerfed because you used to be able to win cash via that competition. Now only the top 100 players place and can win cards. Granted, the quality of those cards is great, but I put up 270 points, and which put me in 130th place, just outside the top 100, which I think would have got me a decent reward last year. But just with this, I think, I don't know, like early on in the season, I think I'm going to be trying to win cards. So I'm shifting my priority to go for quantity. So I'm entering limited. I prioritize limited all-star this week with my best lineup. Because I don't know, guys, limited pro just seems too hard to win, but I don't know how have you got, or before we get into lineup and where you should put your cards, Josh, how did you do?
Quick shout out.
I said he was going to hit into a double play. He did exactly what he needed to do. Javier Baez, worked it to a full count after fouling a pitch off of his foot, ended up hitting a nice fly ball to center for a sac fly. Did exactly what he needed to do. So shout, like, that was a good at bat on his part, and I roasted him before, so I apologize. But anyways, yeah, Nash, how'd you do this week?
I'm in the same boat as Andrew. I won cash, $5 from Limited Champ, which I will take. It's kind of funny. It was literally the first game, first inning of the first game on day one.
I was watching that.
And my MVP by Mike Trout hit a home run. So I was in first place for a little bit. I dropped off from there. I think towards the end of the game week, I managed to get up to like top 50. And then I kind of dropped down into the round 100. And then I won a loot box, which I never opened. Ooh. So I'm just going to open it right here because why not? And Andrew, going back to your point, I look back, I get to flex this again because it's Silver MLB. My first place team last year, the competition that I won, 292 points to win.
Woo!
Yep.
Which is kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah, 270 this year.
Jacob, yeah, what happened? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Home run, Carson Kelly.
Wow.
Puts the Tigers up 5-0.
They're leaving. Is it 5-0?
They're leaving.
And all the fans are leaving.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Wonderful.
Well, that's crazy.
Oh, man. It was one of those where you see it like from the camera view off the bat and you just know it's gone.
Mm.
Like you don't even have to see it go over the fence because you knew as soon as he hit it, it was gone.
Wow. Shout out Carson Kelly, but, man.
Yeah. All right. Let's reward box. Let's see it.
What am I looking for here? What's the best thing I can get?
So I can
get a card.
And what's bad about this, and I guess I'll complain and let me know if you agree or disagree. I got the same reward as Josh, but I finished 400 places higher than he did. And so we have the exact same chance to win. I don't know if they'll tip it. I thought your box
theoretically has a better chance to win better stuff.
I don't think so. I think it's all the same box, but I could be.
Well, okay, click on it. Because yeah. I'm pretty sure this isn't the final screen.
It's not? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to claim it, and then you're like, oh, you win a box. Yeah, basic limited.
Okay, no, because mine was like basic rare.
Right, yeah. So each scarcity has its own. But I think if you click X, Josh, I think you can see if you go to the leaderboard, you can work your computer. Go to my lineups and then go back a week. Yeah. If you click on leaderboard, you'll see, scroll all the way down. Keep going. Yeah, so 101 to 550. So I got the same
as
Josh.
Wow.
Yeah, so
snuck it in there.
Yeah, so Josh just – so I don't know, guys. Like, I think they need to have
Sawyer FP
different kind of boxes. Because I just – like, I put up almost 65 more points than Josh and walked away with the same odds as winning. So, again, that's kind of why I'm kind of turning a little – anti-limited pro, just simply because I mean the score, look at 101st. I feel really bad for this person.
Yeah.
They just missed it and they got now the
would limited pro have won, like what would limited pro have won last year, I guess is my question.
So I believe it was top 100 got cash, and then I believe you got a tier 2 or 3 if you were pretty close to top 100. That'd be fun to look back on it. We'll have to do that in a future episode. But yeah, so Josh, when you open this, you'll have the exact same odds as me.
All right, here we go.
Insane.
Come on, Acuna.
He's gonna win a card. I know.
Do it. For the content, Acuna. Ah, it's a market credit. $5.
That's exactly what I won too.
Oh, that's what I won. But that's what the cash I won was too.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna look it up. I had a pretty good finish in champion last week, so.
But going into it, so the other takeaway, I think, like when I was building my lineups this week, and I'm curious how you guys think about it, the way I'm building out my in-season team, I am building it slowly. I've added a few players this week, But I'm avoiding playing guys that have only two games. So if a guy has two games, I'm not playing him at all. And I'll rotate them for someone else. So I Rhys Hoskins and Adamas came through for me over the weekend, but I'm not playing them this week. Because I don't know, like, I think two games is too few, and I think a good way to add depth and play in really any tournament is just to maximize the number of games. But I know we talked about this last year, 3 versus 4. I think there is a debate for that, but I think there really isn't a conversation with 2 versus 3 versus 4.
Yeah, so I'll give you some real quick math here. I know Andrew and I kind of use a little similar strategy, targeting some of those home run hitters. So if you're picking a home run hitter, you're hoping for somewhere between 30 to 40 home runs would be a pretty solid season. That's hitting a home run every 1 in 4 to 5 games for the season. So if you look at a game week that's 3 to 4 games, you're kind of hoping he hits a home run in that game week. He could have a couple strikeouts the other days, maybe a base hit or something, an RBI, who knows? But if you're getting that home run, you're pretty much locking in 20-ish points. But with a two-game week, that could very easily, for a power hitter especially, turn into 3 strikeouts game 1, 2 strikeouts game 2, and you're looking at a 0, a -2. So I think you're spot on there. I think if you can try and avoid it, if you're someone like me who only has a couple of the new cards, you're kind of stuck playing some of those two-game week players into that champ lineup. It's only one game week, so it's not the biggest deal in the world, but if you can, I would definitely try and avoid that situation.
Maybe that's where your market credits can go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my $5. That's my $5 from Champ and my $5 in market credit. Bam.
I got a Chris Bryant for $5. New
season. There you go. There you go.
He still got it. I believe in Chris.
Yeah. Former rookie of the year.
World Series.
Yeah. Champ? No, I agree. That two, when you are setting your lineup and you see that two next to your player, you're like, ew. I will say I've played some twos this week, but it's because I had to, not because I wanted to. They just fit in where I didn't have anybody else to play them. But that like I prioritized my lineups as I would with players that had three games. Now, a lot of my limited champion players are Brewers, and they only have two games this game week. So instead of prioritizing my limited champion lineup this week, I actually ended up prioritizing, I believe it's that pro lineup. It might have been All-Star. But it's just how my lineups worked out this week. It's how my players and their game weeks worked out this week. So I was a bit of a niche scenario because this isn't normally how I would prioritize mine. But it's just how it worked out for me in that I had to put my players where it made sense to play them. And if I win limited champion this week with 5 out of my 7 players having 2 game weeks or 2 games in the game week, then sick. But if anything, that lineup's just going to get me some coins for the market.
True.
Or sorry, not the market, the club shop, of course. So yeah. But otherwise I agree with how you guys prioritize your lineups for sure.
I think the moral of the story here is, who is the MLB scheduling team? Because why are the Brewers playing 3 games to open the season, coming back home? So a travel day today, that's totally fine. Why do they have off again on Thursday? And then they play 13 games in a row
that's
the rest
crazy.
Of April. So they have 2 days off in 4 days and then have 13 games in a row. Who's scheduling that? Why?
That's
why
crazy.
Wouldn't you spread out that second off day? That makes no sense to me. It's screwing my Soar lineup, so I'm extra unhappy about it, but whatever.
But just wait till the game week's a few weeks from now.
This is
then
true.
Then your Brewers are going to do it.
Then the Brewers are locked.
All fours, yeah.
True.
But I think that's really smart, though, Jacob, how you prioritize the classic or last season competitions when you don't have a strong champion team, because it's really easy to just keep throwing the same lineup out there and putting priority. But if you think that you can win more in other places, like, it does make sense. But I'm curious, like, are you guys, or how do you think about All-Star, Pro, NL, AL? Do you have a certain order for those, or is it just because theoretically All-Star and Pro, you can enter the same team in both, but how do you guys kind of rank them against each other?
I think I'm going to feel them out for a few weeks, honestly, yeah, and see how they work. Right now, I'm still doing it like last year. I'm doing Pro first and then All-Star. But yeah, I'm going to let it see. So let's see how my team plays, see how the rewards pan out in that regard. I haven't made a full-on decision yet, but I'm still prioritizing it kind of like last year. And then as my players fit, NL, AL, I got close to winning something, and I think it was the NL last week. Ooh. But though, like, I'm well enough, sperm well enough to have a gallery where I can fill those lineups, but not necessarily compete every week with those lineups.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. Like, my AL and NL lineups are kind of my, like, submit a team for coins kind of situation, basically a training lineup. Once I get some players healthy again, I'll probably be able to be a little more competitive, but I'm also still prioritizing Pro. It's what I did last year, so it's what I'm sticking with for now. That'll probably change. You can only take so much of scoring 270 points and not winning anything before you start to prioritize something else. So I do think this initial game week was a little bit weird. A lot of teams had four games, so higher scores were inevitable. It's also opening day, so I think everybody's a little bit jacked up. I think we saw a lot better performances. Things will start to even out over the course of the season, especially once you get into the longer summer days. So I don't think we'll see – I think there'll be an increase in the top scores. I don't think it's going to maintain what it was this weekend, though.
What – and I don't know if you guys, I mean, we're going to talk about baseball, I'm sure, in a sec, but the other thing I think that's going to be really obvious or big factor in the limited level is if you don't have the guy that just goes nuclear, like Lourdes Gurriel got over 100 points. Like, two of my guys that had multi-home run games over their four games scored 40 points each, which was a great game week, and they were still outscored by almost 20 points by another, by just a one man, like a one man show. So of my three players in a good lineup that did awesome in my book, they were still outscored by one man. You had him. Oh, so you must have won. What'd you place?
Nope, because I played him with Framber, and Framber put up a nine.
Frambler,
man. Framber put up a nine spot.
Crazy.
I know. Dude,
109. Wow. That's
so. So next week I will be prepared. We're gonna do a player of the week again, like we used to do for NBA. I wasn't prepared this week, but it would have been Gurriel for sure.
Oh my god!
Off 103. That's pretty sure like with my bonus. Yeah. So it might have been under. Let's see. Without.
It was like 101, I think, or something. But bonus doesn't seem right. But yeah, it was a F ton. I think Jacob, you get the career weeks out of people, because didn't your Don have like almost 100?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. These Astros boys can just they show up, man.
So Gurriel in four games. Let's do it. Let's go ahead. I'm gonna do it off rip right here.
All right.
Player of the week one, player of the week 0.5. No, let's go player of the week one. For SoRare MLB, yes. Lourdes Gurriel, who is currently at bat, player of the week for SoRare MLB week one is Lourdes Gurriel for your Arizona Diamondbacks. Now listen to this. What do you think is a good score for someone to put up in a game week? Maybe 30, 40 points. If your player puts up 30, 40, you're like, nice. That's a good score from this person. That's what I needed. Hopefully someone else can put up a little bit more. but that's what I needed in order to have a chance to win something this week. Well, Gurriel put up on the first day, 37, first game. The Diamondbacks scored how many runs unanswered in one inning? 14?
I watched that. I watched that game.
In one inning?
Yes.
Are you
it was
kidding
wild.
Me? Next game, Gurriel, 27. After that, unfortunately, he downgraded for the final two games against the Rockies to score only 22 and 18 points. But he scored a total of 103. 103 in four games the first week of So Rare MLB. So you know what? I said I was going to be prepared next week, but no, we're prepared this week. Lourdes Gurriel, player of the week one for So Rare MLB. Insane. Diamondbacks, man. How are we feeling about the NL West? Diamondbacks look hot.
It's gonna
Dodgers
be
look unstoppable. It's going to be a bloodbath out there.
Blake
Snell hasn't even really yet to show up.
For the how about the Rockies?
We forgot about the Rockies.
Everyone but the Rockies, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Okay. You have a player of the week. I have an anti-player of the week.
Ooh,
and
I'll
plural it. How about anti-players of the week? So, Rambler. I had two pitchers going against each other, which can actually be a good thing if they're dueling it out. And that was none other than Aaron Nola for the Phillies pitching against Max Fried for the Braves. Want to hear the final scores for both those pitchers? Max Fried could not get out of the first inning.
First inning, yep.
Scored negative six. Aaron Nola, I think, made it two innings or three maybe and had minus two. Negative eight from two pitchers pitching against each other. How about that?
Wow.
That's awesome.
Against each other. Now
that the limited pro lineup that won me the loot box that was in 544th place had 206 points with Fried getting negative six and Polanco getting negative one. So with five players, I scored 213 points, but then you take away the negative seven. And I finished with 206.
Still get the same reward.
This is true.
That's crazy.
This is true.
Yeah, you probably would have still got the same reward, even if they had
good
outings.
That is a fair point. Fair point. I can't even be that upset.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Nash, so do you still have an Isaiah Kiner-Falefa in your team?
I do. A rare.
Nice. He's
starting
currently
shortstop.
Pitching. He's currently pitching for your Toronto Blue Jays.
Not the starting shortstop.
No,
he will be the starting shortstop because Bo Bichette sucks at defense. He's garbage.
The genius.
Get this. IKF has also gotten two flyouts to second base.
Oh my god, that's amazing!
After walking the first hitter, he's gotten two flyouts to second base. Man, this is a great episode.
Can he score points for that?
No. Like Ohtani, you don't get points for
that's
both
right.
offense and
you can
defense.
Put him in your pitcher spot if you want.
Yeah, you know, if you put him in your pitcher spot, you A, would have broken the game, but B, also made it. He just got out of the inning. He didn't give up a single hit.
That's awesome.
He walked the first batter on four pitches and then did not give up a single hit. How about that? Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Player of the week next week.
We'll see. Unless
what would that be? Okay, no strikeouts, but he got a relief appearance, which is what, five?
Yes.
And an inning, which is three.
Mm-hmm.
He got 8 points as a pitcher.
I think that'd be his highest total for the season.
That's pretty good.
That's amazing. Man.
Yeah. Do you guys have any other closing remarks? Otherwise, I feel like we could talk about baseball forever. I feel like we need to round it out here with a pickle.
Let's eat some dill.
Let's eat some dill.
Yes.
Because Nosh didn't have everyone's favorite segment prepared. What?
Rider fade.
All right, let's hear
it. I thought
it.
This was for sure going to be in it if Josh did it.
Okay.
It's an Easter special.
Okay.
Peeps.
Oh.
The candy. Are we riding or fading Peeps?
Honestly? You go for it.
I am riding Peeps. I will be the first to tell you that I absolutely love marshmallows. I don't know what it is, like anything marshmallow related, I'm a fan of. Although, if you're talking like a tier list of marshmallows, Peeps are lower down in the marshmallow world, but I still ride with Peeps.
Okay.
All right.
See, I have a similar answer for you in that I ride them, but they're not the best Easter candy.
Oh, good answer.
Facts.
Yeah.
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
Nah, the cream eggs, ones. Dude. The cream eggs.
I would say
eggs.
Cream eggs. I was just going to say, you want to talk about marshmallow fluff? Cream eggs are top tier. S tier.
But honestly, okay. You can't go wrong with jelly beans. You can't go wrong with jelly beans.
True.
We also might have to do another home run celebration tier list because I'm watching the Marlins game, and after Jared Kelenic just hit a bomb, he walked into the dugout with a trident in his hand.
Oh, they brought the trident back?
The trident is back.
Okay. All right. We might have to do, yeah, okay. We'll prepare some stuff for next week for sure.
Oh, guess who's batting for the Marlins right now? Oh, this could be a good opening guess.
For the Marlins? Is it Jake Berger? Yeah, it's not.
Urias.
Urias. I thought you'd say Arias. Okay.
Mm-mm.
No,
dude, former Brewers. The Marlins love former Brewers.
Well, Marlins love former Brewers. Indeed.
And Brewers love former Marlins. Ah.
All right. Well, I think it's time that we bring back.
Let's go.
The pickle.
I had to keep this.
Oh,
up.
There's IKF. There we go. There he is. 0-1.
We
DNP.
We got a guess.
DNP.
Oh, oh nine. Oh. Oh, he started at third base. Okay. Hear me out. Start him at shortstop and DH Bobichet because Bobichet's defense is trash.
Bobichet's great on offense.
His offense is, yeah, DH. Just get him out of shortstop. I think we have. I think you're spot on with this first guess. Wait.
Yeah, he's on the Mariners, guys.
Wait, who are
you
talking
about? You said Marlins.
No,
you
no.
You said Marlins.
No, I said, you guys said Marlins. I did. It's, he's on
no,
the Mariners.
No, you said Marlins because we both went Marlins.
Oh.
Yeah, you must have meant Mariners.
Oh.
Okay.
That's okay. And
we're still,
M.
This is perfect.
We're still
this
guessing.
It's a lefty-lefty on the Marlins, which would be Luis Arraez.
Nope, it's a righty-righty.
It
and
is
a third baseman.
It's Jake Berger.
Yes.
It's Rhys Hoskins.
It's actually Jake Berger.
It could
Jake
actually
Berger.
Be.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. He's 20.
Oh.
It was everything except.
It's Alec Bohm.
Okay, I like it. Right. I like it. Oh, you nailed it. That was a beautiful
wow.
pickle.
We're so back. We are so back.
Take it out of context.
We're
that
so
was a beautiful
back.
pickle.
Guys,
it was a beautiful
we
pickle.
Also are on no hitter watch.
I know.
I saw that. Dude.
Insane.
Everybody, oh, the Astros, they got swept at home by the Yankees. Oh, no. They come
oh,
back
no.
with a no hitter. Come on.
No, the Astros are fine. I just think the Yankees are also elite. I made a YouTube short about Juan Soto and how amazing his first series was.
Juan Soto
is pretty good.
Is so good. He's just, he'll turn the entire team around and he's one guy. It's insane. First ballot Hall of Famer.
I also might need to apologize to Mookie for my slander picking him.
Hey, my MVP pick, you mean?
Yeah.
That's right. He's on pace. Mike Trout and Mookie Betts.
Let's go.
Gosh, you shouted out Mike Trout, but you failed to mention that he hit two more home runs today.
35 points, baby.
Today? Today.
Six RBIs, two home runs.
That's crazy. Hey,
boy,
his price is going back up. You had a good buy.
Kyle Tucker.
Hey, I also have his sort
of Kyle Tucker.
Man,
and
anyways, Nosh, I think you got to end us here before we just keep talking about baseball.
Talking your team up.
Did the Angels end up? They did. Let's go. Okay, they did win. All right. The Angels won. Go Angels. Go Mike Trout.
Mets lost.
Screw the Mets. 0-162 is still on. Love that.
Have the Mets won. No. Maybe by this time next week, we will say yes. Maybe.
Let us know. Okay.
0-162.
Let us know. Will the Brewers win more games, or will the Mets lose more games?
I thought it was the White Sox.
White Sox.
Why not both? Why not both? You never know.
The Mets lose 100 games.
The NL East is a solid division.
Anyways.
Like you said, we could talk baseball all night. We won't do that to you. Thank you for listening. Andrew,
I got one final fact. So the Mets right now, the 1988 Baltimore Orioles had the worst start in MLB history, going 0-14 to start the season. So officially on 88 Orioles watch with the Mets. So
oh my God.
Throwing out with a fun fact.
There you go. Don't forget to check out the socials, by the way. YouTube. Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know. Brewers wins. Mets and White Sox losses. Don't forget to leave us a rating wherever you're listening to the podcast as well. And as always, you just attended batting practice. Now you're ready to get in the game. Peace.
Peace. No hitter.
No hitter.
Ronel Blanco, no hitter. Astros are back. How much is this?